what time it is.
We should go make a spritz.
Let's make a spritz.
Oh my god, I'm literally so hungover.
Ugh, just send me to jail.
We should needlepoint after this. I have got to be in bed at 9 p.m.
I hope no one ever asks me to hang out again.
I definitely need another spritz.
Okay, Positive Polly.
Cheers! Guess what time it is?
It's Spritz O'Clock. Good afternoon, girlies, and welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast, where each week my bestie and I give our advice on all things girl talk, navigating your 20s, and our best advice. My name's Amanda.
And I'm Preeves.
And this week we are giving you 10 quick etiquette tips to elevate your life
in any and all situations.
So these are just 10 things that Reeves and I, you know, have encountered in our lives recently that we feel like people could be better about or know mm-hmm. the proper etiquette on. We've done one etiquette episode prior to this and it got a very, very positive response. We wanted to follow up with that and give you guys another etiquette episode.
I think this etiquette series it's very niche, but it's very needed. And I feel like people don't talk about it enough. So these are just kind of like, I've been compiling a list, and Amanda has too, of just things that irk us. And
people are so tacky. Like, is tacky. What I'm trying to say. Like, it's like, we have lost as a society all class.
No, truly.
Like, some of this stuff, like, if my daughter were to do it, like, I would be rolling in my grave. Like, rolling in my grave. Like, I'm like, if you leave my house with one thing, I'm not even a mother. But, like, my future children, if you leave my house with one thing, I hope it is
manners.
Manners. Like, seriously. The world needs more manners. The world would be a better place if we all had better manners.
It would. If everyone had the Emily Post etiquette book on their coffee table, the world would be a better place. And you know what's so funny? So Honor Bar, like we talk about that restaurant and like the Hillstone restaurants all the time. I've noticed they have the Emily Post etiquette book either on the hostess stand or like behind the bar on like a bookshelf or something. And I was like, I knew I loved this place.
Yeah.
I love it. But
I love it. So in case you guys are wondering, we do cite our sources on this podcast. So all of our etiquette tips come from the Emily Post 50th edition etiquette guide. We will link it down below. And it's basically like the textbook of etiquette. It's an amazing resource if you don't have it and you're wanting to, you know, obtain some better manners, become classy. It is a must have, a must read. It's a must read. It's an amazing gift as well. It's also a gorgeous book. The newest edition is like this navy. I wish I had it with me right now. It's in my other room in my house, but it's like a coffee table book, beautiful book. And it's not even that expensive. I think maybe it's like $50.
It is such a good gift. I love that.
Good gift. And it's classic. Like you'll use it. I used it today when I was writing my thank you notes. I used the thank you note format for my engagement party gifts. I just put one into the mail to you.
So I'll cry. Very sweet. We already talked about thank you notes in the first episode, so go listen to that one. Should we get into ins and outs of the week?
Reeves, what's your first in for us?
So my in this week is, I've like really been into puzzles lately.
I love that. I love puzzles.
I feel like it was like very much a COVID like hobby or whatever, but I did a puzzle with my friend and y'all, I went so hard on this damn puzzle. I did it for 3 hours straight. My neck hurt and I had to take Zofran after because I got so nauseous.
Wait, I would do that.
I went hard on this puzzle.
I would do that. I actually went through a puzzle phase where like I would do puzzles. If it was like a Sunday, I mean, you better watch out. Like me and this puzzle on a Sunday, like we spent 8 hours together easy.
She's like puzzling.
No, it was like an 1,000-piece puzzle by me.
Yeah.
Like just me. Like nobody else wanted to even be around me because I was so anal about this puzzle.
That's like very impressive. I got a cute little like gray Malin one that's reversible for Christmas. And if you've seen his prints, like, you know, it was like the New York skyline. So it was like a very intense puzzle. But anyways, very into puzzles. It's very stimulating. It honestly made me feel smarter. So yeah, I love puzzles. So you want to give us an out?
Yes, obviously I have an out for us this week. I think this has actually been an out on this podcast before. So if you've listened to every episode, I'm sorry, but I have to restate this. I really think like sending other people's Instagram stories and talking shit about them in a way, like there is a classy way to gossip, we did do an episode on that as well, the difference between gossiping and shit talking, if you want to listen to that. There is a classy way to go about it. But anyways, like, just like ripping on people's like appearances and stuff like that, like in the high school Instagram DM group or like whatever. I'm so exhausted by it.
I agree. And also, anytime I like do that, I feel like kind of sleazy. And also, I'm like scared that I'm going to like reply to that person. Like, that's a fear of mine.
Yeah, it is a fear of mine too. And it's honestly, as someone who shares their life on social media, it's happened to me before where someone meant to send something to their friend and then they send it to me instead, being like, oh, look at, you know, what she's wearing. Look what at blah, blah, whatever. Like, I mean, like, I don't even care at this point. Like, it's just funny. I'm not saying that for like sympathy or whatever, but it's like, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? And it's like 9 times out of 10, I feel like at least with my friends, it's like somebody doesn't even respond to it. And then it's just like embarrassing for you that you even like put the effort in to send it.
No, I totally agree with that.
Like, I don't know. Like, it just like, to me, it looks kind of jealous and like, just it's a low blow for whatever reason. To me, it's like kind of a low blow. Like, there's a difference between like making fun of someone for like a valid reason and then just like being like, this girl's hair color is awful or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
no low blows. Reeves, do you have an out for us?
So lately I've kind of been in like my slug mode. And when I say slug mode, I literally roll out of bed before work, and I've talked about it on here before, I work from home. And I feel like I just haven't had a morning routine and like have no motivation in the morning. So I, therefore, I feel like a slug. So I feel like my out this week is like not having a morning routine and just kind of like rolling out of bed and starting work and like crawling to your computer. Like, I'm so over it. And so I've decided next week I'm going to be better and like try to go to Core Power or go on a walk. Walk my dog, literally do anything before I start work. I feel like I'll feel so much better.
I'm also in that mode, if it makes you feel better.
I feel like everyone kind of is right now.
I don't know what it is. Summer will fix it, I think.
Yeah, it will. Okay, end us off on a positive note. What's your in?
Oh, my in this week is I have a summer table setting.
Like a true tablescape.
Like a true tablescape.
She's like an adult.
Beautiful. It's from Wayfair. I just did a partnership with them, so I will link my video down below if you guys want to check it out. So I'm working with Wayfair on a video, and they're like, look, we're having our big Way Day sale, which is like a big sale. By the time you guys hear this episode, it will have already happened. But I feel like, honestly, stuff on Wayfair goes on sale all the time. So like some of this stuff might still be on sale because it was literally on sale when I bought it. And they were kind of like, you can do anything you want for this video, like make it your own. And I was like, okay, like what do I really need? Because everything on the website's on sale. And I was like, you know what? I would love for summer, like a good place setting, a good tablescape for like hosting people. Honestly, just to feel more glamorous on the weeknights for Max and I. So the little china set that I picked out is called, the brand is like Julieska, maybe, or Julesca. I thought maybe you would know, Reeves, because... Anyways, I'm probably butchering that, whatever. I'm going to link the video down below, and I'll link the LTK post as well if you guys are interested in shopping it. But there are these really beautiful, like, bamboo-rimmed dinner plates and this, like, floral placemat, floral napkin, a little cute bamboo napkin ring. And then my favorite part, I kind of mix and matched a few of the patterns, actually, is these tortoise shell drinking glasses. And so I'm cute. Obsessed with all things tortoise shell right now. Like,
I love it.
Tortoise shell glassware, like even like little like wooden boxes. I love tortoise shell in home decor. And I always say I feel like home decor trends really follow fashion trends. And I feel like tortoise like print, like Saint Laurent just came out with those like really pretty like tortoise shell pumps, and like we're seeing tortoise shell rimmed eyewear everywhere. So I think like tortoise shell is gonna have a really big moment in home.
My mom has always loved tortoise shell, like everything.
I love it. Yeah. Tortoise is just the best. I just love the word tortoise.
Just like gorge.
Tortoise. Tortoise.
Word to Lulu.
Anyways, you guys, we're recording this at like 10 p.m. at night. So if we sound like whack a doodle dandy in this episode,
that's why.
That is why. Like, I actually have been awake.
Long time.
A long time.
Y'all know we're grandmas. So anyways, let's get into our 10 etiquette tips. These will be kind of quick, like rapid fire type situation. You know,
things to just 10 quick etiquette tips to elevate your life. That's what I'm calling this episode. That's so good. Like, I just came up with that out of the blue.
You should be a journalist.
I should. You know, I almost was. What's our first etiquette tip, Reeves?
My first etiquette tip is hold the door for like elderly people, moms with strollers, pregnant ladies, anyone that needs the door to be held for them. And if you're a man, hold the door always for women. But I have a little story, short and sweet story about this. So I was at the bank a few weeks ago, and the sweet, precious little old lady was walking out. She was on her cane. And so I held the door open for her. And I was like, do you need help getting to your car? She literally told me, well, I walked the lady to her car. And then when we got to her car, she was like, I'm actually like moving into an assisted living. So like I had to get like everything, I guess, like switched over to her daughter. Like, I don't know. She was at the bank. And she's like, I just feel like there's no like sweet people left in the world. Like, that was so sweet of you to help me get to my car. Like, there's aren't people like that anymore. I was like,
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna cry in the bank parking lot. But anyways, it was just a small act of kindness. And she like asked me my life story. Like, she was precious. And I just like felt better that I helped the little precious old lady get to her car. So you can make someone's day like that also, but it's just good manners.
You know, that we like want to cry more on this podcast, but I feel like it's just so important to take care of our elderly, especially because people are like living way longer these days. Like, I feel like there's more elderly people than ever. And for some reason, even though the elderly population is increasing, I feel like the youth's respect for them is almost decreasing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we in America, like, do not do enough for our elders.
Oh, I agree.
Like, other cultures, like Japan and places like that, like, I bet when Moto gets back from Japan, like, ask him about how, like, they treat the elderly. That sounds so ignorant, like, what I'm saying.
An old lady was, like, flying by him on a bicycle.
Yeah, they also, like...
So they're, like, in good shape over there.
Yeah, no, they eat, like, sashimi for every meal or whatever, probably, but I don't even know. We're over here eating McDonald's, but bottom line is, you guys, like... old people are important. They're people too. They're
precious.
Like, I feel like we forget that, like, old people are people.
I know.
Like, that sounds so awful, but, like, oh, it makes me sad. Anyways, next etiquette tip.
Am I going to give it or are you?
You just give it.
Okay, I'll just give them your
takes. I'll just be the commentator.
So the next one is to not have a dead fish handshake. Even if you're a girl, have a firm grip on your handshake, even if you're, like, shaking a woman's hand or something.
My thing is, like, it astounds me the amount of, like, handshakes I get from people that are so poor.
They're like...
like, they're like, hi. Oh!
My hand was just, like, clammy.
I'm gagging. That was a bad one, Reeves. Like, you just gave me, like, a...
ick.
Ugh. Like, I, like, the type of person who would have that handshake would be, like, a 500-pound, like, 20-something guy with, like, bad acne and, like... oh, it would be bad. Like, not hemmed suit, you know?
Ill-fitting suit.
Like, type of thing, like, where he's wearing a black dress shirt and a black tie. Ugh, nothing worse, nothing worse.
Criminal. But
criminal. Anyways.
Have a good handshake.
Firm handshake. I mean, like, wash your hands regularly. Like, I can't express how important it is to just care for your hands. Even if you're a boy. Like, we are trimming the nails. We're filing them. If you have dirt under your effing fingernails, go home. Don't even, like, even don't show those paws to anybody. Put on gloves.
If you have, like, crusty hands, that's also, like, would rather die.
Oh, I've never said this before. You know what I send in Max's work bag with him when he goes to work? Y'all, he has hand sanitizer, hand lotion. I mean, he has, like, a little manicure kit that I put in there for him. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, boys' hygiene is so important. We have a nose hair trimmer, a nail clipper.
He's ready.
Floss. What else is in there?
He's ready for Altoids.
If he has someone he needs to impress, he's prepared. You know, make your little, you know, a little manscaping kit for your man and put it in his work bag, because you do not want to be married to someone that has a nasty, bad handshake.
Crusty handshake.
Ew, a crusty, like, dead fish, clammy handshake. Okay, I'm over.
This is done with that. Make me sick. Okay, next one. Phone etiquette. And, like, I feel like we could go on and on, like, about the whole social media thing. That's for a different etiquette episode. But the one particular thing that drives me freaking crazy, and I run into it like a million times a day on the phone for work, but be prepared before you call someone. Like, not just like when you call your friend. I mean, like, if you're calling, say, to cancel your hair appointment, to reschedule, know a general date, like when you're wanting to reschedule. Don't be like, oh, let me like walk downstairs and around the corner and back outside and back to my calendar. Like, be prepared when you call them. It's a waste of everyone's time. It honestly like makes everyone angry, the other person on the phone. So just be prepared and
like have your credit card ready if you're purchasing something. Yeah. Have your order number ready if you're calling about like an online order somewhere. Like, I agree, it does come off like a little bit ditzy and just like, it's, I get annoying that you're the customer maybe in a lot of those situations, but still,
it's just rude.
Another thing I will say is I feel like people are really rude to customer service agents on the phone. Mm-hmm. And like, if you have a bad experience with a company and you call to make a complaint, I think that's valid. But have respect for the person you're talking to, because also know that like, this is their day job. They did not probably place your order directly. This is probably the first time they are speaking to you, hearing from you, know anything about your particular situation. And they're probably doing their darndest to like sort it out for you.
Yeah.
So have grace with them. Like, that drives me really nuts when people are just like rude to service people at all. Like, even if it's like at a restaurant, y'all, and you had this is a tangent. Like, you had a bad meal, whatever. You know what? Like, the waitress didn't cook your meal. She didn't make it bad for you. It's valid to complain, but do so in a tasteful way. Don't make it personal. Don't make it about her, because it's not about her. It's about your food.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And maybe you had bad service or something like that. Okay, then like, don't leave like an amazing tip, or like maybe call the next day and speak to the manager and explain your experience. But like, ugh, like I hate when people are rude unnecessarily. It's embarrassing for them. It's embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay, so the next tip. If you're going to host a party during the dinner hour or like during lunch, have food there at the party for people to eat, because there's nothing worse than when you show up to something and you're hungry, but you like don't really know if they're going to provide food. Like, you're always happy when there is food there.
Also, if you are providing food, say that on the mm-hmm. invitation, like so that people know they can expect food. Or if you're really like, no offense, going to be bold and not serve any food at a party you're having from 6 to 8 p.m., which we've said before, you know, strong opinions loosely held, in our opinion as of now, is kind of criminal.
Yeah.
Say that to people so they can eat dinner before or have a dinner reservation after or like whatever, because I mean, like, it's really taking time away from their dinner mm-hmm. hour, and like, they're probably going to be hungry. So
especially if like alcohol's involved too. Yeah. Like, we don't need Sally Jane blacking out in the backyard.
As the hostess, it kind of saves your butt too, because it's going to decrease the odds that somebody's going to be overserved, or God forbid, you know, like drunk drives their way home and crashes or something like that. Like, it's just way better to serve food. I would just say always serve food if you can. Me too.
The next one that we're going to go over is kind of relating to hosting, but if an invitation says RSVP or regrets to like a phone number or something, actually RSVP or send your regret, because especially if food's involved with this, like, you want to be able to have a head count if you're the host. And it's just rude if you don't respond and like just show up. I don't know, I feel like it kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth, like if someone did that to me. So it's always better to just go ahead and
also RSVP. I want to say, number one, especially for a wedding, like, I feel like that is the one, like,
yeah,
as soon as you know you can't go, let them know, because they're trying to adjust their budget, move table settings around. You know, they're already going to the ends of the earth to make this an enjoyable experience for everyone else. Just like, it's an easy thing to do. Usually it's an evite these days, or like paperless mm-hmm. post or something. It's so easy. I also do feel like briefly we should go over the difference between regrets and RSVP, because I feel like a lot of people don't know. So if an invitation says RSVP, it means that the host is waiting on you to respond to know if you are coming. So they are not assuming that you are going to be there unless you say, I am going to be there. So if it says RSVP, you have to respond if you want to go.
Doesn't it mean respond, s'il vous plaît? Like, respond,
yeah,
please?
That's what it stands for. Yeah, it means respond, please. So If it says RSVP, you have to respond. If it says regrets, you actually don't have to respond. But the host is going to assume that you are coming if you don't respond. So yeah. If you can't go, it means you do have to respond. But if you can go, then that means you don't have to respond. So usually for like a birthday party or something like that is when people would use regrets. They're not probably going to use regrets if it's like a seated dinner or something. Yeah. Like if it's something where you have to get like place cards made or something like that, it's probably RSVP. But even if it says regrets, I mean, I think it's nice to be like, oh, I'm coming. I can't wait. Thank you for inviting me. Whatever.
Definitely. It never hurts.
It never hurts. But just so y'all know, like the difference. I feel like that a lot of people don't know that, shockingly. Okay. The next one I'm thinking of is kind of niche and I'm an offender of this.
I can't wait.
But if you're ever in a conversation and you don't know if it's okay to cuss, a good rule of thumb is like, don't cuss until you hear the other person cuss.
Wait, Amanda? That's such a good one.
And when in doubt, just don't. Like, that is so, like, niche, I feel like. And I do think in 2024, it is way more socially acceptable to, like, drop an F-bomb. But I will say, like, my parents were very strict with me on cursing when I was growing up. Like, I still get in trouble if I curse in front of them. And I curse quite a lot on this podcast.
I still get in trouble, too, with my parents.
I mean, my dad especially, it's so funny. It's, like, really one of his things, like, even if, like, my mom were, like, to curse in front of me now, he would be like, Michelle. Like, he would be like, don't say that in front of our daughter. So, like, he would, like, he's, like, the type of guy that would, like, apologize for, like, cussing in front of a lady.
Wait, my dad does not cuss.
No, my dad won't either.
I've only heard my dad probably, like, 3 times or 4 times in my life.
My parents, like, I've maybe, yeah, I, like, have not really heard them curse ever.
Meanwhile, we're like, what the?
I know. I'm like, I'm so bad. And I used to be so much better about it. Like, if you ask Max, like, when we first dated, like,
she was on her P's and Q's.
I really was. Like, I never said a curse word. I think I gave it up for Lent 1 year, actually, cursing, which doesn't really make sense because I didn't really curse to begin with. That's so on brand for me to give up something for Lent that I don't even do.
Because like,
I
was like, to win.
Yeah, that's so me. I'm like, what's the easiest thing that would be hard for everyone else? But no, I just think, you guys, like, there's so many like other funny things you can say. Like, Reeves is really good at, you have a ton of little slogans. If you listen to the episodes of our podcast, you will notice I'm always the one cursing. It's never Reeves.
No,
you never curse on here. You don't ever curse at all, really. But you have, like, funny things. You do sometimes. Like, you'll say a cuss word. Like, it's not like you're, like, against it. But you're not, like, saying, dropping, like, see you next Tuesday unreasonably. Like, there's one. There you go. Instead of saying C-U-N-T, you could be like, oh, she's such a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I think, like, sometimes that's, like, even funnier. You know what I mean?
No, I do too.
Like, I think it's just silly to, like, say things like that.
It's like, so silly.
Like, it's.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
So this is one that I'm a repeat offender of. We both are, like, with this podcast. So
I'm scared.
Be on time. And I feel like you can kind of, like, read the room with this one. So, like, for example, I meet up with my boss a lot. And so I have a rule where I always want to be 10 minutes early. She's always on time. So I, like, have it in my head that I, like, have to beat her there. It's just, like, something I have in my head. I don't know. And so I just, it never looks bad when you're early. And I feel like my dad, like, whenever I don't know if y'all know this, but, like, I work with my dad's business partner and I work for her. So whenever she talks about my dad, she's like, oh my gosh, like, he is always on time. Like, I feel like that's the best quality. Like, I don't know. I've just always learned from him that that's a good, you know, way to be, especially in business. But like I said, I was so freaking late coming over today. That's why we are recording here at 10:30 at night. But anyways, it never looks bad when you're late. So
when you're early.
Sorry, it never looks bad when you're early. So
I always say, like, when in doubt, be early and overdressed. Yeah. It's always better to be early than late, and it's always better to be overdressed than underdressed. And of course you can kind of read the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, running late to pregame with your friends is different than, like, running late to a meeting with your boss. You know, use your best judgment there. but also like know people too. Like yeah. I know like when I'm going to meet you, we're both kind of running late for stuff. Yeah. So it's like you can match my energy there. But like for just instance like, with Max, like he's anal as there's cuss word. He's so oh God, just bossy about being on time. And I love him for it because it's an amazing quality and I know he carries that throughout all areas of his life. But
and
like
you'll balance each other out with that, which is
for
good.
For sure. But like I know if we have a dinner reservation, like I gotta get the makeup on the face. Like we're not messing with the blowout. I'm doing the dry shampoo half the time because he would rather me like not make us late for the dinner reservation. Like he's like, that's so embarrassing to show up like out of your reservation window. And I do agree. Like mm-hmm. it really is bad yeah. taste. But yeah. Just know like the people in your life who you can run late with, who you can't.
We've run late with each other.
So. I run late to everything. It's my fatal friend flaw. Like you know how Tink says like the fatal friend flaw theory. Like that is like really like as like my friend, like I feel like my one of my biggest like fatal friend flaws is like I will be late.
She has to get her eyebrow gel.
I still haven't found it. Yeah, it's really sad.
Don't show up somewhere uninvited.
Oh, God, you guys. Okay. I think especially as you get older, but I will say, like, even in college, when it's like the parties are like come one, come all to an extent, yeah. they are, but they aren't.
I'm thinking of like college, like 21st sign, like more intimate birthdays. I'm like thinking of that too.
Like if you weren't in the group chat, it probably wasn't a mistake. And that sounds so harsh to say. And even if one of your friends is like, it's not a big deal, whatever, it maybe isn't. But just make sure they check with whoever's hosting the party, like really if they can have more people. Mm-hmm. Because you just, you know, you guys know when we say there's just times you don't want to be that girl. This is one of those times. The party's never that fun. Like, I'm sorry. Like, at the end of the day, like, there are very few parties I can look back in life and I'm like, thank God I was there.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I can
so, count on one hand, but do you know the amount of times I can look back in life and be like, that girl, like,
Why did she come?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, it's just not worth it. So, like, if you feel like you're kind of, like, maybe on the fringe of being invited, you're probably not. So stay home. And like everyone, and I'm not like not being invited is not a bad thing. Like you will not be invited to every party yeah. in life. And the sooner you come to terms with that, the better. Like it's not always going to be including you. And that's yeah. okay.
You don't need to go to everything.
You don't. And it's better to just not show up when you're kind of not invited in my.
We said it.
We said it.
Okay, the next one, don't wear the same color as the guest of honor. So I know you have an example for this, but do you want
to
get
it? So my example is obviously you're never going to wear white to a wedding. If you're going to an engagement party, try to figure out what the bride's wearing. If you're going to a bridal shower, if you're going to like even a baby shower or something like that, you guys, I mean, you just don't want to show up in the same dress as the guest of honor. And you really don't even want to show up in the same color, I would say. Like,
I feel like everyone at your engagement party, like, did a great job with not wearing. I mean, obviously, we all knew what the woman was wearing. Light blue. Literally, no one wore white or light blue.
I know. Everyone was, like, very aware of that. And I respect it. I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I can't say in that moment I was super aware of it because I was obviously caught up in things that were yeah. a little bit more important than everybody's outfit. But looking at the pictures and how everything turned out, it really did look good that like all the girls, you know, chose other colors. And it did like make me feel like everyone was kind of like respecting that it was my moment. And I mm-hmm. think like, you know, getting engaged is something that only happens to you once, hopefully. And you just want to, you know, respect that when you're at those occasions. So if you can figure out what the guest of honor is wearing, also, if you're going to a wedding, figure out what the bridesmaids are wearing. Because yeah. I never thought about this, but like if the bridesmaids are all wearing like hot pink and you're going to a black tie wedding or something, you're probably going to be also wearing a floor length dress. And you don't want to like accidentally look like a bridesmaid. And then it's like people are coming up to you and like thinking you're a bridesmaid or something. I don't know. So always try to figure out, like, kind of like anyone who's being recognized at the event, what color they're going to have on, what dress they're going to have on, you know.
I like that one. And our last one is, if someone offers to pay, let them. There's nothing worse than, like, when you're wanting to, even if it's like a big dinner, or if it's just like coffee with a friend, don't argue with them, because they wouldn't offer if they didn't want to. And like, sometimes we love to spoil our friends. Like,
yeah, I do think it's actually quite awkward when someone goes, or when I go, like, say I'm at dinner with a friend and it's like, you know, their birthday or something, or we'll use the engagement example because that just happened. So when I was at Monkey Bar with my friends after the like party, the private party was over, the tab closed out at the bar, and my friend was like, oh, what do you want to drink? I'll get you a drink. I at first went into hostess mode for some reason, and I was like, no, let me buy your drink. And then I didn't say that. That's like what happened in my head. And then I was like, okay, of course. Like, thank you so much. Like, I want a ranch water, whatever. Because I remembered, like, I was the one getting engaged. So they were kind of thinking like they needed to buy my drink. But it's so annoying when you offer like to buy someone's meal or buy someone's drink and they fight you on it. And they're like, oh my God, no, split it with me. Split it with me. Seriously, Reeves, I cannot let you buy this, like, for me.
I'm Venmoing you right now.
Yeah, I'm Venmoing you right now. I'm taking your credit card out of your wallet. You're being ridiculous. You do not need to, like, don't make it into a bigger deal than it is. Just say thank you and be courteous. And the same thing goes for if someone compliments you, don't not accept a compliment. Like, always accept a compliment, even if you hate your outfit. If someone goes like, I love your outfit, be like, oh my gosh, thank you. Don't be like, oh my God, this dress, I've had it forever. I was honestly like so confused on what to wear today. I did not know what to put on, so I just threw this on, but thank you. Like, it's so backhanded sounding to say that. And I don't know. It's just like, you just always want to accept any, like, you know, offer that's thrown your way type of deal. You don't want to reject it. It doesn't look good.
Totally. I think that wraps up all of our little rapid fire etiquette tips. So if y'all liked this series, let us know, and definitely DM us like etiquette things that you notice in the wild, because I feel like that would be interesting.
Wait, yeah, I love that idea. Like, if someone does something that you're like, wow, they should know better than this. Like, not that we're trying to shame people. We're just trying to bring awareness to these social cues that we should all have. Definitely DM us and let us know. But with that being said, I think that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. If you enjoyed the Spritz O'Clock talk today, please make sure to like this video on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, follow us on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. We read every single review. Also, subscribe to this podcast. I recently found out that's like the metric that's apparently really important with podcasts. So if y'all could subscribe, we would really appreciate that. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or feedback, you can always DM me or Reeves on social media. I'm at It's Amanda DeWitt on Instagram and TikTok, and she is at Reeves_Lee on Instagram and TikTok. We also have the Spritz O'Clock podcast Instagram and TikTok, which we will link below as well. And with that being said, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Ta-ta for now, and we will see you next Tuesday here for a new episode. Bye.
Bye.